Good morning. We're doing the laws of Shabbat. We're up to Melechet Ofeh, baking, which encompasses also cooking. Baking is dry heat. We bake with the heat of an oven. And cooking is wet heat, where you cook in a liquid, in a pot. Achal ishata isal fimota. So we're going in the order of the manufacturing of bread. We discussed the planting of wheat, the harvesting of wheat, the threshing of wheat, the winnowing of wheat, the grinding of wheat, the sifting of the flour, the kneading of the dough, and now we're up to the task of baking the bread, which is also biblically prohibited on Shabbos. After we knead the dough, we bake it. And one who bakes on Shabbos has transgressed the biblical obligation. Being that we're talking about the process of making bread, so we call the task ofeh. But in truth, if one were to cook, if one were to roast, if one was to fry, though all these forms of baking, cooking, frying, roasting, they're all encompassed in this prohibition on Shabbos of baking. It doesn't matter if I'm going to cook or bake on the fire, or I'm going to heat something up on the fire. I'm going to bring a pot to a boil. So I have a pot of water that's been heated by the fire. Now I take it off the fire and I'm going to put in noodles or sufganiyot. So you can argue that you're not cooking on a fire. You're cooking in the water. Right, the water that was heated by a fire. That's also biblically prohibited. And when we take the water off the fire, or let's say you're going to heat up a frying pan, and you're going to crack an egg on that frying pan, so technically you're no longer using the fire. You take the frying pan off the fire. Let's say you're going to take butter, and you're going to melt it on a frying pan. So with regards to butter, we'll see if the butter's already been pasteurized. It could be it was once cooked, so then cooking it again has a different halachic standing. But at any rate, when I take something that was heated by fire, and I use that to cook or to bake or to fry, that's also biblically prohibited. That's what we call an offshoot of the fire. So that's all called bishul. That's all the act of cooking, and it's prohibited on Shabbat. So let's say a person were to go out into his yard and pick a leaf of nana that's growing in the yard, a leaf of mint, and put it in the boiling tea. So picking the leaf is kotzer, it's harvesting on Shabbos. And then if he were to take a pot off the fire and put in the nana leaf, so being that that pot was heated on the fire, so that's a toladata ur, it's an offshoot of fire. And if he would put in the fresh cut nana leaves, the fresh cut mint leaves into that pot, that would be the biblical prohibition of cooking on Shabbos. Toladahi toldata. What are other offshoots of that task of baking? Hamchamim tamatechet. Let's say you are going to heat up metal or filament and cause it to turn shiny red. So that's also an offshoot of the task of baking. Why are we prohibited from turning on a light on Shabbos? One of the reasons is because you're causing the filament to turn red hot. Matich shava. Let's say you're going to melt wax. That's also the task of ofeh. What about miyabesh chatichat etz batanu? If you have a piece of wood, you want to dry it out because on Motzei Shabbos you're going to make a bonfire. You're going to turn on the fireplace. So you want to dry out the wood. Putting the wood inside the oven to dry is also the task of ofeh. Anyone who would do one of these is also in transgression. So our general rule is, it doesn't matter if you soften something in the flame, like when you melt wax, or you harden something, like when you dry out wood. Either way, that's the prohibition of bishul on Shabbat. There's another aspect of mevashel, of cooking on Shabbos, and that is when you mix things. Last night, when we came to the chulent, so the upper part of the chulent had a huge chulent last night. The upper part of the chulent was all white. Now, if someone would have had the time and patience during the day to mix the chulent, so then it would have cooked uniformly, and the upper part would have been as brown as the bottom part, and everything would have cooked uniformly. So by mixing something as it's cooking, we facilitate the cooking process. We make the cooking process much better. So that's why mixing something can also be what we call in Hebrew and Aramaic, it's called megis, to mix a dish. And when you mix something on the fire, so that's also an aspect of cooking. We're going to see more details about this later on, when mixing would be a transgression. I'll just mention when mixing is not a problem, when you have water. You have water cooking on the flame, so then the water doesn't benefit anything by you mixing the water. There's no difference if the boiled water is standing still or being mixed. So that's where Magus is not relevant. And more details we will learn, God willing, as we go along.